Back Off Preview Episode 20. Team Canada checking in. Tyler, what's going on?
What's up? Happening?
We're here to basically stuff. Oh, you're getting fatted out.
Oh man, crushing. I got a habit. I go to AW and I get two bacon and eggers. Oh, I don't know what it is. I just can't stop.
Oh fuck yeah. I've been having a bit of a fat weekend myself. It's Canada Day long weekend up here for people who aren't aware. Not that that really is an excuse, but I mean, you know, that just means we're gonna have to be working out 3 times a day for the rest of the week.
Yeah. Easy, lazy weekend.
That's right. So we're just coming in quickly. It's going to be a shorter episode. We're just going to quickly break down the Smack Off field before the we break for Smack Off. So Ty, I was thinking we'd start with the low end fucking ticket guys, like John in New York, who just got one. He has to call again. Yeah. Basically, Rome set him up to get choppered again. I mean, we got Jeff in San Antonio, Mona in Knoxville. Fuck, we're not even going to waste time with that. We'll just leave it right there. The IRA Craig likely won't be getting on this year.
No. Do you know if he calls? Like, did he get on hold?
I know he's just sitting. I'm using the Smack Off odds here, so I don't know. He's plus 3,000, which isn't great anyway. He's right near Jeffrey Totola, Jim and Fall River, who have both been long gone. And even above them is Rich and Copyright Hills, who I completely forget has a ticket every time we talk about the Smack Off.
Yeah, he does. I forgot too.
But fuck that. Like, you know, he's... I haven't heard a peep from him in like 10 months. That's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got
So then there's... Danica. There's Danica. I think she might get on as a female representative.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really a threat.
And then our guy Fluke, think he's gonna get it back?
Fluke and Dan, I think, are fighting for a ticket that Rome wants to give out. So, like, I asked Mike about that, and he said Dan. I tend to think Luke's probably closer to it, just because Rome, I think, kind of felt bad ripping it as much as it had to be done. So I think if Luke comes in strong, which I know he's capable of doing, he might get it back, but. I think Luke and Dan, in the end of the day, are going to be, even if they get a ticket, I don't think either of them are getting on. So, it's kind of moot at this point.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Not sure about Luke. Obviously, like everybody always says that Luke, he's a nice guy. Everybody wants him to get in. Even, I thought it was kind of dumb on Twitter and stuff, there's a lot of butthurt people that he lost it, and it was like, okay, guys, like, I get that we all like Luke and he's a nice guy, but he totally deserved to lose it.
Totally. If Rick lost his last year, then Luke definitely deserves to lose his this year based on the comparative.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. And then Dan's got a way bigger track record and way better caller.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think
Dan's off-the-air antics might hurt him, though, because... I have it on pretty good authority that doesn't go completely unnoticed. I don't think it plays a huge role, but maybe the Twitter sarcasm might put him behind the eight ball a little bit. You never know. I don't know that for a fact. I'm just guessing. But.
No, I tend to agree with that. But Rome even says he kind of goes to the... He really goes to the personal appearance stuff, which sometimes is... If I was Dan, like... I haven't heard Dan say this, or I'm not sure if this is how he thinks, but it's kind of like what I think Caleb said it last year, when he made fun of glass houses, we all do it kind of thing.
Right.
But like, Dan got zero leash with that, whereas that if you listen to Laugh, he always does it. So if you're Dan, you know, if some of his cracks aren't even that bad, and he's making fun of the way guys look, but he doesn't get any credit for it at all, so he figures out a way just to be funny with whatever, which he's done before. I'm sure he can get one.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He's usually got more wittier one-liners than Luke does. Luke's kind of... more just a general trash talker, what I remember when he got it. But
yeah, I mean, Dan has, he was in it last year, but even when Rome was resetting it, he was kind of like, he kind of laughed at Dan and then like set up how the rest of us did so well. So like that doesn't, yeah, that didn't really bode too well for Dan. Like he's kind of like, except Dan and Denver, who, you know, got run and didn't do well at all.
Yeah. And that's where I think, like you talked, I think that's where Dan off the air antics bite him in the ass, because Rome just gives it back to him on the bigger stage, like when he pokes at him, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I could totally be wrong. But yeah. I wouldn't put it past like the crew in Rome to be setting it up that way.
Right. I agree.
Because they pay attention more than people think sometimes.
Sure. So then we'll go up to this next grouping of guys, starting with Joe and the OC, who there's rumblings might reemerge. He's not a threat to me. The only not like, I don't mean to me personally, he's not a threat in general, in my opinion.
No.
And then right above him, there's Bodhi, and then Silk Bra, Cannon Sacramento,
Bra,
Trapper and Dana Point, and then top of that group, we'll use those all guys as kind of a bracket. We got Orin and Denver at the top of that group. So it's like, out of that group, I like Orin maybe, or Bra, to kind of sneak through.
Bra.
But they're all kind of long shots, as Stucknut would say, on their odds sheet. But who do you like out of that group? If you got to say maybe two of those guys, or even just one, are going to kind of do a little damage, who do you like out of that group?
Well, I would say Trapper, just because he would get on if he called. And
yeah.
He did pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't really know if you'd expect him to win. I think it'd be super cool if Trapper just came in, like, angry, because he doesn't really come in that hot. He usually does pretty good.
Yeah.
If he did, like, a Liam Neeson and just came in with pure, like, angry venom.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Going for Trap, I would say probably out of that, I don't know, maybe Orm, just because he kind of reemerged, but, like, Silkbrah calls all the time. And
yeah,
still kind of the same thing. I don't know if you expect him to come with like super heat, but it'll still be pretty good.
I love Bra, but I haven't heard any actual smack out of him since like 2009.
I know, that's where it's kind of tricky with him, right? So I don't,
yeah,
I don't really know. It would be a toss up between him and Orin. Like, Orin hasn't called since, so I don't know if they expect that of him. And I don't really totally remember him calling that much back in the day. Like,
yeah. And then, so the next bracketing, we'll go, there's Doc Mike Dottola, who, like, I've been listening a long time, and he was around at the, like, the early stages of me listening, but he's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
But he's apparently won it a few times, but he's been gone a long time, so I would wonder if maybe he would have the Jeff in Richmond syndrome, where it'd just be dated and weird now. And then, and then there's Steve Carbone above him, Reality Steve, who, I don't know. I think he came in a couple of years ago, but I don't know if he's been in a while. And then
he had run a couple of years ago, and he hasn't been back since.
I think that
he
sounds
too long, didn't he?
That sounds right to me.
Yeah, because he was rambling for like 6 minutes, and Roman cut him off.
And then Stucknut here, I agree with him. Although, yeah, plus 1200 is probably about right. He's got Passon, who just fucking, I hate Passon.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't bad, but he definitely wasn't third in my opinion. I mean, everybody says that, but
yeah, that's a pretty common take for sure. I agree.
He just had, I don't know, man. He just, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I don't really care. Like, after they picked first, like, we all kind of read it. Like, I totally think my call was 12th place. Like, mine wasn't good either, but I definitely didn't think Passon. Like, if you listen to, I remember he had one, I might even crack on him. If he comes in, I might call ahead of him just to make fun of him. Because, like, he had one, I remember one crack he had was, I think he was talking about Mark or somebody working at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Something about making cappuccinos, and I was like, that's pretty fucking lame.
Gets you fucking run
and,
if you're not Jeff Passon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he gets so much credit for being smart, and then, like, he had another, I don't remember, he had another stupid thing. And then he always, and like even before the smack off, like he was going after Cal and then Nuge. He kind of has, he like fighting in the lower weight division, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, like
ketchup and mustard smack.
And then, yeah, then what he, before the smack off, he was like Oh yeah, that's the other thing. He opened a SmackDown call. He made fun of like the clones for doing a stress test. They were like the stress test on the unemployment.
Right.
I'm like, fuck, that's fire passing. Especially after when you come in and Roman asked if you had anything you wanted to say, you would always say something about clones being jobless. Or I think he said Nooch or somebody lifted a fridge box.
Yeah.
Like, total fuck smack.
Yeah. I saw a tweet where he was saying Rich Eisen show is the best show on the radio, and I'm like, motherfuck this guy. Like, fuck,
yeah.
This guy's just a fucking, he's a fraud.
Yeah, he's a total fraud. And then, oh yeah, not to mention he called the Smack off the SmackDown.
The SmackDown? That was infamous. Yes, that fucking guy.
The fucking dork is on the phone with Jim Rome and he's thinking about the WWE.
You're fucking ridiculous.
Ugh. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't expect much out of him. Like, if I was to guess, he'll fall the farthest. I would say he'll fall even farther than Danny.
Yeah. I love that that's a narrative. Like, I was totally just fucking with him, but now I'm standing by it. I think I'm calling that Benny gets, I don't think he's going to get run, but he's going to get like, I don't know, let's say 11th or 12th.
They might have the, maybe 13 guys will get in and Benny will get the 13th spot this year.
Yeah, he's like the 13th man.
Yeah. Then who else is in that crew? There's Doc. I don't know much about him.
Yeah, so Doc, Carbone, Passon, and then there's Gino in San Antonio, and Dan in D.C. Dan in D.C., like, Mike and Indy, and I just said he's a perennial 6 or 7 at best, like, sometimes all 11. I don't remember him calling for a few years now, but I know he'll show up every now and then and be his typical mediocre self.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Gino in San Antonio is pretty funny, but I don't know if he's any much. He's rated 1,200 plus 1,200. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
he's all right.
I'd have to listen to some roll calls. I don't remember much of that guy.
Yeah, fair enough. And then the next bracket features both of us. In no particular order, just based on alphabetical. It's yourself, then myself, then old school I Frady. And one Chael Sonnen in the plus 1,000 group. So we'll let Benny have his day now that he's quickly moving above that. But he was in our same class last week. But for now, we'll say it's just the four of us. You and me, I, Frady, and Chael. Which, pretty fucking good company to be in, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Chael's better than that for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Depending where it goes, I think you probably feel the same. Just the ideas I got and stuff like that. My call is going to be 1,000 times better than last year. Depending how they judge it, I think me and you will do a lot better just on our styles because we don't really bring much of the gimmick and all that shit to it. So, I mean, if they're going to go based on content, I think we'll have a better chance. But Chael's probably, if I was going to pick somebody else besides one of us, I'd probably pick Chael to win.
Yeah.
Just because I think he's just... His last couple, I think like he's almost overthinking it. Like, the couple that he did good at, he kind of had that... He kind of was just like, I don't know how to explain it, just real quick and like, almost like he had his bullet points, he just fired through them and they were all funny.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And then the last couple of years, it's almost like you can tell he's kind of trying to make a storyline about it. Even with 3 years ago, I think it wasn't that good.
Yeah, we had that Stone Cold one too, where it was kind of like, yeah, okay, you know, cool that you had Stone Cold, but I think he was still like 8th, which kind of shows how tough it can be, to like, even having like Stone Cold. Like, imagine if you or I showed up with Stone Cold and we'd be like, yeah, we're going to win for sure. And it's like, all right, 8th place. It's like, fuck.
Well, I remember when I heard that, I even remember just because it was him, I just didn't think he was that cool. It's like, okay, buddy, like, yeah, you have celebrity friends. It's not
exactly
cool.
Great, I agree. That's fair. That's less impressive because he already is a celebrity. Yeah.
And then there's also me, you, Chael, and who?
I'm Frady. Walk up music. Walk up.
Yeah, if he comes in. Yeah, I like his odds to be pretty good. Cause for the exact same reasons, like, I guess all four of us would be similar that way. If it's like, if it's based on talking shit, then like that might that's a good group for that.
That's the shit talking bracket right there for sure.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I mean, I don't have any fucking witty punts and all that shit like Vinny or some of those guys. But it totally depends how they look at it.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Like styles. Even some of the couple things I got through right now, I'm giving myself a decent chance to get run towards the end, but I think it's the only chance that I got.
Well, one thing I've been learning.
You're planning on even. You still. You got anything ruined that you're for sure thinking you're going to use, or you're still kind of just filtering through a bunch of shit?
Totally filtering through. Like, there's stuff that I thought I was going to use for sure, and then, like, revisiting, and you're like, well, I don't know. So, it's. But there's. The process is underway, as you know. But,
Yeah,
I think if you don't have at least a few things in your call that you think might get you run, then you probably aren't sharp enough to win it. Like, I mean, generally, myself included, like, last couple calls we both know has been like, well, that might get run, and so far so good. So it's just like, well, just kind of keep testing where the line's going to be on any given day, and I figure in the smack off, I get a little more rope than usual, so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, that's like last year, I didn't have anything that was close to incredible, and most of it was just pretty average, so.
Yeah, same here.
Be a lot different this year. It'd be pretty fun, though.
Oh, yeah, fired up for sure. And
that money, what's the dollar at right now? If it's $5,000 and one of us wins, we'll actually get like $6,500.
Yeah. That's not a bad little chunk of change. And I'm not actually giving it to Kyle in Green Bay. Kyle, go fuck yourself.
No.
I'll prepay for one night in like a 3-star Motor Inn. On his next Meet a Clone tour, I'll just like prepay somewhere on the highway with my credit card. I'll be like, listen, and this is only if I win, I'm not doing it otherwise, Kyle. I'll prepay for one night in a Motor Inn, and then I'll send you, like, I'll wire you like $20 Canadian so you can get like a fast food diner meal, and then we'll be even.
Hotel diner.
All right, so we'll hop up to the next bracket here, which now features Benny and fucking Wisco after his attack on us. Classless assault. And then Mark in Boston, Caleb in Green Bay, and Jeff in Richmond.
Jeff in Richmond. I don't think it's going to go good for him. I don't think he's got anything that's going to be fresh. And I think he's just going to be honest, I kind of expect him to get run. I think it's going to be 3 minutes of boring shit, and then he's going to get run. Because it's not going to be going anywhere.
Yeah.
What do you think about
him? Yeah, no, I've thought that basically the same thing, except I think he's going to ramble on. He's going to get some rope, so he's probably going to go 4+ minutes before he gets run. But he will. I think there's a good chance he'll still gas out and get run. Rome will just be like, all right, Jeff, respect, but, you know, we got a show to do here.
Yeah, that's I think. Caleb, I got respect for Caleb just because he's pretty clever.
Yeah.
I'd say he'll be in his usual. He's just like, you never know. He might just shock the world and win one year. Might get six again, but he's pretty good. Same with Mark. I don't know. Like, we always bug Mark. He's always a top sevener, but same thing.
The Intercontinental Champion. Yeah.
You know, there's the clocks, the gears are turning in his head, so. What do you think? I liked Mark's call of the RSVP, but he didn't use the butthole thing. I was wondering where that was.
Right, yeah. I don't know, man.
I thought I had a pretty good laugh at his Mike and Nippy. Where he...
Yeah, Roman was chuckling at that, too.
He said, what the fuck did he say? Something about, I'm going to go on Josh's YouTube show to break down my breakdown or whatever he said. That was pretty funny.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I think Mark's an outside threat for sure. Like I said, I've gone on the record. I actually think Benny's a hilarious guy and a threat, but I'm also going to say I think Benny's going to crash and burn this year. He'll be back.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Caleb's got game, but this year I'm going to go ahead and say he finishes in the bottom half of the top 10 somewhere there. And then Jeff and Richmond, like we said, run. And then in the next bracket here, we're getting into the top guys here. So we got Terrence and Sierra Madre, who is a wild card here. Do you think he's even coming in? We'll just talk him alone, and then we'll get into the next two brackets, are three apiece. So we got Terrence and Sierra Madre. Is he coming in at all? No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So we'll just skip right on past him. So then the next trio here, we're getting into some heavyweights, but one of them has a golden ticket, and it's Rick and Buffalo, and he's up there with Vic and NoCal and Hollywood, Mark in Hollywood. Out of those three.
Rick, I'm excited to hear from Rick, just like everybody else. I don't think he's going to win. I like how he's the new dark horse.
Yeah.
He's got a good bid on that. I might even come in before the smack off with it, but...
People are betting him down. He's only plus 700. People got money on Rick.
That's a little bit rich for our guy, Rick, but I think he'll do good. I don't think he'll... he's smart enough about it. I don't think he's going to overstay his welcome. He'll come in with typical funny shit. His delivery is funny as hell, so I think he'll do good. I'm not sure what to think about where he'll place.
Yeah.
Then we got Vic and Mark, you said?
Yeah, Hollywood Mark.
Mark's gonna mark. I don't know. I think he'll be fine too. He just kinda seems like he does the same thing. So I mean, I got no like the strike for the guy, but he's
on my mock, I had Mark 5th.
You got him at 5th place?
On my mock-up, yep.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, he's consistent. I think he gets, like, 4th or 5th every year.
Yeah. But he could win it, He could, if he lands a couple extra punches this year, he could easily win the thing. But Vic, I like Vic better this year than Mark, unfortunately, just because Vic... with his whole Twitter account banned, he's got a shitload of time on his hands, that motherfucker, so I'm worried that he's going to be extra invested this year.
Yeah, no, if I'm not picking one of the Canadians or Chael, if it's not one of us, my two guys that I would put money on is Vic and Chael.
Yeah.
Partially because Vic, well, both of them got, like, pretty low, because they take it pretty serious too, right? So they're, like, they both got 8 or 9 or whatever they got last year. And I don't know, Vic's call wasn't his best last year, but I don't think it was that bad after I listened to it again. I remember at first I thought it wasn't that good, but it actually wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
I think he's funny. I like his style. And for the same reason, he usually is actually just talking shit. He doesn't fuck around with everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's kind of just a heavy hitter that way, which...
I agree.
If I was to guess, I think it might go back to... actually being judged a little bit more that way.
Yeah, he's an asshole, but he makes me laugh. And then
I know.
And then
Chael, so.
Yeah. So then we got the final bracket, which has quite a few rings in it. We got the Laguna Beach Bully back-to-back champ Left, which obviously now we got a Left rule and all that, but I don't think that's really going to impact him. I don't think he was going to come into the studio anyway. Whatever he's doing, he's probably got it locked and loaded a few months ago. I mean, rumblings are out there, but I don't think anybody actually knows. And then we got Mike and Indy. Even more curiosity around him. Nobody knows if he's coming in or going. I mean, I've spoken to him a few times. I have no idea if he's coming in or not. People have asked me. I don't know. I hope so, because I'm a fan. I really enjoy Mike. Like, I think he's probably... the best of all time, in my opinion. If not, he's fighting for it. So, and then on top of him, we got a guy who just came after us last month, Brad and Corona, who's won a few times, but he's been cool for a few years now. He easily could come back in and make his presence felt again. So, out of those three, so you got Vic out of that other. Who do you think, if Vic was taking on one of those three guys to say move on to the final and take the crown, who do you think it would be?
Well, I've been basically basing my opinion on Mike not being in.
Right.
If Mike's in, then I put him up with Vic and Chael for the exact same reason that I listed for Vic and Chael. I agree with you. Like, Mike's he's good. I like how he crafts his stuff together. He doesn't have too much cheese ball stuff. The Left rule, I don't know. To be honest, I don't. Left is, I got the same kind of feeling as with weapons that he can mark. I don't say no disrespect, but I don't think he's gonna. I don't know. I can see Left going out of the top five just because half the time a lot of his stuff is just I don't know. It's just it's kind of the same thing, right? So depending on how it's judged. And I mean, is he gonna get points for Bryce Harper boiling his hair smack, or you know what I mean? And even just the fact that they have this rule. I mean, anybody who says that the rule is a comment to left is not thinking with their head straight. Because like, if you're gonna come in and say, "Oh, it didn't matter that he got in the studio, it didn't have an effect on why he won," okay, then well, why is there a rule that they're not letting that happen now, right? Because obviously it did have an effect, because it gave him a bit of a boost, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I think the thing is stacked against them already because it's almost gonna be like they're probably looking for reason not to get points or stuff.
Yeah, I picked him to finish second when I was talking with Mike because I feel like they'll be very hesitant to give him the crown again just because it's just kind of like how things are when it's a subjective event. You kind of naturally will shy away from rewarding a guy three times in a row knowing he can still come in again and win again at another time. You kind of want to show others it can win. Not saying he can't win, I just feel like the mental odds are stacked against him. I think Rome will be looking hard at Corona to get him kind of back into that champion circle, a four-time champion. Like, that would be big news. I think Chael would be a three-time champ if he won again. So it's like there's a few guys that could easily get in. Like, even Hollywood could win again. Vic hasn't won since 2010.
Yeah.
And, of course, I exclude us with all this talk because there's obviously we both firmly believe we'll finish 1 and 2. But I wanted to talk about it without having that looming over us.
Oh, exactly. No, I think Brad. Yeah, dude. Like even Brad's call, like we talked about, like his call on us was like pretty whatever. That was, I didn't think it was that good, but yeah, he's not gonna come in with like smack off material on us. I thought it kind of same with Benny's. I didn't think Benny's was anything special. I mean, like the dental smack. But that's where I go. Like, you know, it's left. You know, maybe Left's going to change it up and just go total asshole, and then, okay, well, he could win. But I think if Left comes in with his normal stick where he's talking about Aaron Judge's teeth and Bryce Harper's hair, mixing in a couple puns, and he's on a houseboat, well, I don't know. To me, that's just not going to do it. That's going to be like seven. No offense to Left.
No,
it's because if he's got... Say if Mike comes in... Like, just look at it this way. BIC comes in like he did when he won in what 2015 when he made fun of Mike and Chael and he did that whole Bill Cosby bit, like that was pretty funny,
right?
And it was like it was mean in a way, right? And then you got Mike, if Mike shows up, he's gonna be fucking totally pissed, he's gonna be total asshole, and then I guarantee Vic is gonna be total asshole.
Yeah.
And then Chael's gonna be total, like these guys are gonna come in with 2x4s after 2x4 after 2x4. And then if you have Left come in with pun, fucking dental smack, pun, hair smack, you know what I mean? I think people are just gonna be like, all right, well, we've heard all that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my opinion on it.
Nope, that's fair. I mean, I think he's gonna know that narrative's out there, so I think he's gonna be coming hard to show that it's not the case. So we'll see what he's got. But so I think we covered the whole. Basically, anybody and everybody who could win this thing. I think we covered everybody who's eligible. Did we miss anybody?
I don't think everybody's in.
All right.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm putting in my chips on guys that I expect big time out of. I think the Team Canada pitching everybody off run is going to hit an all-time high on the big day.
Sure.
And we're either going to win or I'm going to get run for some very heinous things I have to say about American certain states.
Yeah, in which case we'll go lick our wounds for a few weeks, but either way, you know, like I figure we're both going to come in kind of under a microscope this year to either, it's either a home run or a strikeout, right? That we're not looking to hit a triple this year. It's like swing for the fence or strikeout trying.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, like Rick's kind of take on the, he's like the new sexy dark horse pick, and I remember people were saying that about me in the last couple of days after I called right before, and then it just like kind of fell flat on it. So I kind of like just seeing, like, nobody's really thinking much of it. And I think if there's a bit of a surprise value where you might get a little bit more points for that, whereas people aren't expecting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, if they're expecting a lot out of you, sometimes you can disappoint them a bit.
That's for sure the case. Expectations, and that's kind of one of the things that might be working against you and I a little bit, is this pre-smack-off hype that we're getting, which is good, and it's going to help us for sure find our room on that day to get on. It's also going to lead to, like, higher expectation with Romy himself, so
yeah.
We just got to make sure we meet that head-on.
Takes down.
That's right. So, other than Dan and Luke, you think anybody's got a shot of maybe sniping a ticket here in the next, I don't know, whatever, 10, 12 shows that are left and making an impact? It's happened before, so.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. That's fair.
I think John's going to get fucking smacked chopping.
Yeah.
Because he's terrible. He's not even funny at all. I mean, Dan and Luke are both 8 villains that they're not guys.
Agreed.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't mind to see Dan and Luke just go, like, 3 rounds each on each other.
Yes.
I'd be happy, even if some new guy showed up and then you start, like, say if Rome just threw one pick in the middle and made Luke, Dan, John, and some other new guy just go for it. Like, that'd be awesome. And it would kind of stir the pot a bit before the snack off.
A fatal 4-way for one ticket.
Yeah.
And then after it's all said and done, it's just like, all right, who wins the ticket? The lucky guy who is...
like a wild card game for that last ticket.
Fuck.
I don't know. We'll see. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. I'm down with that. That's actually, like, you should email that in or call Hawk or something and tell him about that. That'd be hilarious to plant that seed.
Yeah, we should try that. Well, they should. I mean, I've been kind of, like, wondering why the hell this shit hasn't been stirred itself.
Line them all up in one segment. Four guys lined up in one segment. Best call gets a ticket. Boom.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That's a good idea, actually. Might have fucking done that in. I'll call Thursday with the rebuttal on Benny's shitty dental smack. And then I'll tell Rome, hey, you got that one gold ticket. You should do this.
Yeah. There it is. I like that.
And then he'll put me in the smacky chopper for telling him how to do a show.
Yeah. after all the run you're getting. Yeah, just rips it.
You know what, Ty? I don't like that idea. I'm gonna give Luke your ticket, Ty.
Not only that, you're blocked, too.
Yeah. You've been smacky chopping.
Oh, fuck. Alright, man. So, anything else before we hit the smack off itself, as this is the final episode before the smack off?
Nope.
Anybody?
Just hopefully, a lot of pot stirring when Rome gets back and have some fun.
Yeah.
Everybody have some fun just killing each other and fucking see what happens.